to look right around us. There's so much resource around us. So I apprenticed to watch repairers. The watch repairers that we find on the street, I get close to them out of curiosity, telling them I want to learn. They open their doors to me, and I would go there every day, like going to school, to learn how to repair watches. Then I started breaking watches down in my room, reverse engineering watches. It's that same curiosity, that curiosity. I'll break any watch down to learn how it works, because I was so curious and daring. I'll break everything down, reverse engineer, you know. So I was really engulfed. I was really engulfed in that. That's how I started gaining the knowledge to repair watches. After that, one important part of wristwatches is the leather strap. So I would go to Cantaman to apprentice to a shoemaker to learn leather crafts.
Yeah.
So I would go every day, help him fix people's shoes. He would teach me about leather. I would take imported watch leather straps and break them apart to reverse engineer, asking him questions. What is this? What does it do? Where can I get some? What is this material? Where can I get some? He actually helped me buy every tool that I needed. Then I started making watch leather straps in my room. So it was selling watches, repairing watches, making watch leather straps, all these tiny parts and pieces coming together on one table in my room.
You've really learned your craft inside out. As you said, what you made your unique selling point was the timekeeping industry. Anything to do with timekeeping pieces and not be distracted by other luxury goods. Unfortunately, time fast spent, but today you are the owner of the brand, the much prized brand we know as Caveman Watches, much valued. Everybody in here wants a Caveman watch of their own. So when you're next in these parts and you're in cantonments, you'll find that you have lots of custom here at Asase. Looking forward to what you want to do next with Caveman Watches. You've established yourself as a luxury brand in Ghana. The whole idea of Africa and luxury brands is a very new frontier that certain people like yourself, various other people we've had on business programs, are just beginning to push through. Where do you hope to take Caveman Watches? Do you want to make it an Africa-wide brand, or are you looking at the whole world as your stage?
I mean, the whole world. Not just the whole world, but the whole world for a very long time. time is a key factor here. I think it's not too impressive for me to do great things. What is impressive for me is being consistent with great things. So what we're building is a generational brand. I would only consider this brand successful after I die and the brand is still rolling perfectly, transcending generations. So the whole world is the goal. We have started poking other markets, especially the American market, the UK market, and the UAE market. And from next year, we have set up structures to start playing a very significant role in these markets. The Caveman has been 5 years, starting from 2018 till now. We are about celebrating our fifth anniversary, which I would love to invite you to attend.
We'd love to come.
Right after that, we are rolling our sleeves. I have done it for 5 years as an experiment stage, knowing what works and what doesn't work. Now we have set up our foundation and we are rolling up our sleeves and jumping right into the deep water.
Our great thanks.